Digital Radio on the app, on your smartphone, on X, YouTube, and Facebook. The Sports Cast. Expect the unexpected.
The update presented by The Sports Cast.
The Sportscast, November 17th, 2025. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Facebook, X, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online digital radio. You can visit our website, thesportscast.net. Also, follow us on X and Instagram at thesportscast1. Check out our app for the Sportscast for iOS. Records were broken this past weekend. We saw the first game in Madrid, which was a success. And the Chiefs are 5-5. And join us all the way from Northeast Ohio, Dan Madden. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
Yeah, good to be back, for sure.
You watch a lot of football, but you also went to a Pitt college football game against Notre Dame.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm a big Notre Dame fan, and hard to get to South Bend these days with two little kids, but I'm an hour and 15 minutes from Pittsburgh, so had to go to the game, and the Irish just – I sat in the third row. I mean, it was great. Wow. But the Irish dominated. I mean, they're just playing at a high level. You know, that they got past those first two games against two tough teams in their offense. They got a freshman quarterback, Carr, that's playing out of his mind. And Jeremiah Love is – it should be a Heisman Trophy candidate for sure, the running back there at Notre Dame. They're playing great. They should win out and look – to get into the playoffs again. So yeah, good weekend for football. Watched a lot on Sunday as well. So
and how was the turnout in Pitt? Was it a good turnout?
It was a sold out stadium. You know, so yeah, they play where the Pittsburgh Steelers play because they don't have a stadium. But yeah, it was a good venue for sure.
Great. Was that your first time at Pitt, or you've been?
No, I went the last time they paid Notre Dame.
Okay, like 2 years ago.
Yeah, at Pitt. Yeah, it was maybe 7-8 years ago that I went there. Wow. For that game.
Oh, so they don't play it yearly. They kind of
no, they don't play yearly. Yeah. Mm-mm. So, but yeah, Pitt, you know, they had a good team this year. It's just you know, Notre Dame defense was tough, and they couldn't get anything done offensively. So. It was a blowout. Good game for a Notre Dame fan. The weather was surprisingly pleasant. I mean, I just had a hoodie sweatshirt on for, you know, in November in Pittsburgh, PA. I mean, that was perfect football weather for sure.
It'd probably be cold for me, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Being in Miami. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I probably had three layers on. Anyways, who also had a cold game was the Ravens and Browns. Browns were cold. They had two rookie quarterbacks playing that game. Mark Andrews with the late touchdown led the Ravens. I think Browns were leading for a bit. But Dan, tell us your diagnosis from this match.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things that you almost wish they would lose by 30 because they kind of suck you in and think that you have a chance to win the game, and they just rip your heart out at the end. I mean, the Browns had the lead going into halftime, and I did a halftime thoughts, and I really thought that they should make the move at quarterback to Sanders because they just couldn't get down the field. Well, they've got forced into it because he's in percussion protocol, Gabriel is, and, you know, we all been calling for Sanders, and, you know, be careful what you wish for. I mean, he didn't look good. But to his defense, I mean, he even admitted, the coaching admitted, that they never got him first-team reps, which is kind of surprising. I mean, the linemen are saying they never heard his cadence before. So, obviously, there's some disconnect. I mean, he made some decent throws, but he had an interception, and defense played great. But, you know, they always find a way to lose, break down at the end of the game. But we'll see. I mean, Stefanski says that as long as Gabriel's healthy, he's going to be the guy. I think they need to move on. And, you know, we already know his dink and dunk isn't going to do anything. Let's see what Sanders has with the full week of practice with the ones and see what he's got. Maybe, you know, if they can roll with him next year, but looks like they're going to be probably getting another quarterback, but we'll see.
Another quarterback, Dylan Gabriel at 68 yards, Shador 47, one interception. I thought it was two interceptions, but it was one. Quinchon Judkins, 59 yards.
Yeah, they kind of abandoned the run too. I mean, they were even that last drive. I mean, they had timeouts. I wish they would have ran the ball. I mean, it's just dropping down the pass, shotgun every time. I mean, and he just didn't have much time to throw the ball. And you know, in the Ravens, I mean, Lamar had a terrible game. They gave the Browns a chance. They had so many miscues in that game. You know, an interception, a punt muff. Got the ball at the 2-yard line. The Browns couldn't capitalize it. And they had to kick a field goal because they self-destructed. So a lot of things, the Ravens didn't do well. Lamar had a bad game, but they still find a way to win the game.
Yeah, Ravens struggle in Cleveland typically. But Myles Garrett actually sacked Jackson 4 times, becoming the first player since Arizona Chandler Jones in 2019 with 2 games of at least 4 sacks in the season. We know Garrett's doing his job in Cleveland.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, he's a force, and, you know, people tell me, oh, I feel bad for Miles. Well, you know, I don't completely feel bad for him because he had a chance to leave in the off season, but he chose to stay for the money. So now he's got to deal with the losing. You can't really feel bad to somebody making that kind of money when he had a chance to leave. You know, he made his bed. Now he could sleep in it. So.
And he said he did not want to go into a rebuild either.
Again. Right. Well, Cleveland's been rebuilding for 3 decades. So, I mean, he's building a whole city in Cleveland. I mean, 3 decades.
Looking at the Ravens, would you see that team still needs some improvement, or do you think this team is going to win their division?
Yeah, I mean, this division's up for grabs. I mean, the Steelers, I thought they were out of it, and then they're Jekyll and Hyde. And I mean, they put up 30 plus points this past week. So, I mean, it's between them and the Steelers in this division. I think Cincinnati is probably out of it. But so we'll see what happens.
Another bad news, Atlanta Falcons quarterback Michael Penix suffered a potentially season-ending knee injury, Dan, during Sunday's loss to the Panthers. Penix will be seeking another second opinion, which I've seen that a lot with players. I think I think Montgomery from Detroit did that, and he went on to play. But Kirk Cousins is to start. Huge loss for Atlanta, or what do you think about the situation here?
Well, I mean, Penix had just started to get some consistent play. I mean, he was really coming along. You hate to see this. I mean, especially you overcome so much, you're finally starting to play to your potential and then have possibly season-ending injury, you know. But this is football, and now Cousins gets another chance to see if he's got anything else in the tank, you know, so we'll see.
He didn't look good against the Dolphins. That was like, grab, this is not the $100-something million they paid him
right.
Looking like. So we'll see. I mean, that division's pretty, like, open, you know. It's always open. You know, you could win that division, like, by, like, week 18. It's just – it's weird. So we'll see what happens in Atlanta. Jets are making a quarterback change, Dan. They're going for Tyrod Taylor instead of Justin Fields. What's your thoughts on that? Tyrod, this is no foreign to him because he's done this before.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, he's kind of been a journeyman, and he comes in and he put him in a couple games ago, did pretty decent. Yeah, Fields just hasn't been able to get it going. I mean, I don't know. I mean, what his deal is. I mean, if he's a bust or I mean, lately it's just the quarterbacks in New York just haven't been panning out. I don't know if it's a system or the coaching or the just not getting the right players. I don't know.
Well, for sure the Jets are going to get a quarterback. They got a couple.
Oh, absolutely. But the problem is even with the – I mean, this isn't a quarterback-heavy draft coming up. I mean, it's just – there. But, you know, sometimes these guys that are supposed to be fantastic don't end up panning out. So maybe you get a guy, you know, that – I mean, the Indiana guy looks pretty tough, though. I mean, he might be the top quarterback coming out. Right. Real mature, too. I heard an interview today on McAfee show. But, yeah, he could be an option. But
also, if Arch gets in, which I don't think he will.
I don't think he's ready.
I don't think he's ready. And he's going to follow what his other members, uncles did.
Yeah.
Wait to like play all 4 years, which I think that's smart.
Yeah.
You've seen good quarterbacks that are playing now from college. They play all 4 years or mm-hmm. play more games. Like Bo Nix was a multi-transfer guy, I think.
Right.
So, which he had a better game, but still, mm-hmm. you know what I noticed, which we haven't talked about yet, is there was another low scoring game last night. And it was like, it's like baseball scores.
Yeah.
It's like
exactly.
the fifth time this season. Is that like the trend line now?
It seems to be. I don't know if it's just, but it's you
one
think
touchdown.
That, yeah. With the two teams like that, I usually have a high potent. I mean, I guess maybe their defenses are tough and they're just, it's more
Eagles
of a defensive game.
Yeah.
You know, so,
well,
yeah, it's, they've been kind of sleepers, low scoring for sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's strategy going on, a trend line. But anyway, let's go on a little bit. Brendan Kosar, former Brown, went to do a liver transplant Monday morning. So the legend, Brendan Kosar from Cleveland.
Yeah, he's a quarterback great. You don't have too many of those in Cleveland for sure. you know, remember watching him growing up, and for sure he's a great, great player. He always does the preseason announcing and stuff for the Browns. So hopefully, you know, everything's gone good with the transplant, and he'd be on the road for a quick recovery.
There's no statue of him at the Brown Stadium, right? Yet,
I don't think so. They're going to have to move it when they go to Brook Park. We'll see. I don't know.
Was that's going to happen, or what have you?
Yeah, it's a done deal, and I think 2028. For sure.
Indoor.
Like 12 miles outside of Cleveland. Yeah, there it's gonna be a dome shaped like a toilet bowl.
Yeah. They're gonna host like March Madness games to there too.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, and they're gonna have some hopping there too. So maybe
mm-hmm. it's gonna be a whole like development that Haslams are gonna own, and you know, they care more of that than putting a winning product on the field right now. So
you think Ron Silvestri is going to leave after this season? I think he is.
I do. I don't see there's any way. I mean, because literally they might win one more game. They got the Raiders this week, which could be winnable, and the Titans. Those are the only two that there's potential. That
those are like the two, like one of the two worst teams, plus the Saints.
Yeah.
Those are the three bottom dwellers. But we'll see what happens. I mean, I can see Browns hiring Mike McCarthy. That's not worth the firing.
Yeah, that's the problem, though. I mean, who are you going to get? You know, you hear people across the league, Stefanski will get hired, you know, to another job immediately.
He probably would.
You know, and but who else is out there unless you just go out for a coordinator? But there's really not that many. There's not a lot of offenses this year that are just like, I got to have that guy. There's no Johnson this year. There's, you know, there's just not for a coordinator. So
yeah,
you got to go after a has-been that's been out of league for a while and, you know, hope they got some stuff left. So there's really not a big pool for coaches right now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, of course, there's always Bill Belichick returning to Cleveland.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that revenge.
North Carolina. But then you got to deal with his arm candy that comes, the package deal that comes along with it, all that going on. So
you see like the same old Patriot coaches coming over. anyways, we're going to recap week 11. Because I thought it was, in my humble opinion, triggered week. Anyways, let's begin. I couldn't see it. I heard the Daniel was watching it. Miami won an ugly game. Six straight losses to the Commanders. Jack Jones intercepted Marcus Mariota on the first offensive play of overtime. And Riley Patterson kicked a 29-yard field goal to give the Dolphins a 16-13 victory over the Commanders. Also a low-scoring game.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, definitely low scoring. I mean, it seems like a lot of these, it was a good game at least. I mean, for overseas, but a lot of them have just been awful games. I think there's been like one this year that was decent, but close game, defensive game, and Dolphins, your Dolphins found a way to win, and Daniel keep his job for a little
McDaniel,
bit.
Daniel, I think he will. I think the whole GM thing was the problem. That'd be funny if that was. Anyways. Let's go to Tennessee. Houston's finally 500 team. Dan 5-5, thanks to the NFL's best scoring defense. which has now given up 20 or fewer points in 8 of their 10 games. Quarterback of the Texans, David Mills, threw for 274 yards and a touchdown. Matthew Wright kicked a 35-yard field goal as time expired, and the Texans beat the Tennessee Titans 16-13 to sweep the season series against the Titans.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a good win without Stroud. I mean, you kind of expected them to beat the Titans, but, you know, without Stroud, you know, Mills stepped in and played well, and they got the W.
Quite something. Let's go to New York. Facing a New York team in head coach limbo, Jordan Love and the Packers quieted questions about Matt LaFleur for now. Jordan Love returned from the injury to throw 2 touchdown passes. Malik Willis had one of his own while filling in for Liberty University, and the Packers ended their skid by defeating the Giants 27-20. Jameis Winston had a okay game.
Yeah, he did. I was watching this game. It was kind of – I had the YouTube TV, the split screen. I was watching all the Browns quarterbacks play at the same time. We had Baker, and then you had Winston, and then I had Flacco. It was like the history of the Browns watching it all at once. But Winston had some promise, but he kind of found a way. You know, he threw a pick in the end zone at the end of the game. That's just kind of the Winston that he expects at times. He just has the bad passes at bad times, and they weren't able to get it going and tie the game.
Another boring division game. Bryce Young threw for 448 yards with 3 touchdowns and no interceptions, and Ryan Fitzgerald kicked a 28-yard field goal in overtime to lift the Panthers to a 27 victory over the Atlanta Falcons. Bryce Young returned after an early ankle injury to lead Carolina to back comeback win.
Yeah, Bryce Young is probably his best game since he's been in the league for sure. I mean, he's been showing signs of promise, so got the win here. And, he's been looking impressive.
Bryce Young comeback player of the year? I don't know. We'll find out. The vibes are high in Chicago, Dan, where the Bears are 7-3 for the first time since 2018. They were 7-3 back then and have sole possession of first place in the NFC North. Devin Duvernay, 56-yard kickoff return in the final minute, set up Carlos Santos for his 4th field goal of the game, a 48-yarder as time expired that gave the Bears a 19-17 victory on Sunday. At the Minnesota Vikings scored the go-ahead touchdown with 50 seconds left.
Yeah, the difference between the Bears last year and this year, they're finding a way to win these close games. Last year, they were losing all these close games. They had close games last year, but they couldn't overcome at the end to get the W. They're finding a way to win, and it definitely it's working there. I thought the Vikings played well. At times quarterback play was much better this week than last week. But things are looking good in Chicago for once.
And things are looking good in Jacksonville. The Jaguars bounced back from the worst collapse in franchise history by thumping the Los Angeles Chargers 35-6 on Sunday, behind rushing touchdowns from Travis Etienne, Trevor Lawrence, and rookie Bashaw Tutin.
Yeah, I didn't see this one coming. I sent you a message like, where did this come from? I mean, just when you think that the sky is falling in Jacksonville and they come out and beat the Chargers, like not even just beat them, just crush them. I mean, just wasn't expecting this one at all.
Jim Harbaugh's squad was a complete no-show, only finishing 135 yards. Let's go to the Steeler game. Mason Rudolph guided a pair of long scoring touchdowns after replacing the injured Aaron Rodgers, who might have a broken wrist, in the Steelers' search past the Cincinnati Bengals 34-12 on Sunday to remain atop the AFC North while also playing with safety Jalen Ramsey, who was thrown out then for throwing a punch at Cincinnati wide receiver Ja'Marr Chase.
Yeah, that was a story of the game. You know, Chase says he didn't spit at him. And, you know, as he said, she said type thing. No one wants to imagine that there's going to be some penalties, I would think, from the NFL, but haven't heard that. But, yeah, no, Rudolph, it seemed like he gave him a spark. I mean, the Steelers scoring 34 points. I mean, I don't know what's going on with Rodgers. I mean, if he's, it sounds like he might have something with his hand or wrist.
Yeah, his wrist.
So, it doesn't sound good. I mean, especially at his age, I mean, healing time and everything like that. So I think they're going to be rolling with Rudolph again. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, just ready for Christmas time. So we'll see what he's got.
And keep in mind, for the Bengals, Joe Burrow was in practice. I think he just was seeing how the field
It's a little
was.
Too late to the party, though. I mean, I think they're out of it now. So, you know.
Why risk a your player?
Yeah.
Rest him out.
What's the point?
Yeah. Next season, get an O-line. Yeah. What the heck? Let's go to Buffalo. I thought Tampa was going to win this game, Dan. You did too, probably. Following a few clunkers, Josh Allen led the Bills to a season high in points in Sunday's 44-32 win over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And afterwards, he refused to fall into the trap of riding emotional peaks and valleys.
Yeah, this was definitely a shootout. It was back and forth, and I was watching that game closely, and it was the fourth quarter, and I was hoping the Buccaneers would go for it. It was like a fourth down and like five or seven or something, and I'm like, you cannot give the ball back to Josh Allen to go up two possessions, because he was just in a zone right then, and I knew that they were going to go down and score, and that was the game when they just made that decision. The way he was playing, you just had to take a chance to go for it there.
Yeah, let's see what happens. But the Bills have to catch up with the Patriots because they're leading the AFC East. Let's go to Arizona. Jacoby Brissett had an NFL record 47 completions and a loss to the Niners, where Brock Purdy came back, was dominant in his return from a toe injury. He threw for three touchdown passes, Dan, and McCaffrey had two rushing touchdowns and a receiving score. And the Niners beat the sloppy Arizona Cardinals 41-22.
Man, that's a good way to put the quarterback controversy to rest. When you go out and play like that, you know, with that kind of pressure, you know, somebody, you know, how big's the leash going to be? And, you know, he went out and balled out. So, good performance by Purdy.
This game, Sam Darnold had four interceptions. Picked a terrible time to have his worst game of the season. Los Angeles now sits atop the division, 8-2. Cameron Kitchens had two of the Rams, four picks. Matthew Stafford threw two touchdown passes, and Los Angeles Rams hung on to beat the Seattle Seahawks 20-19 for the fifth consecutive victory.
What's crazy is you have that many interceptions and you only lose by 3 points. You know, that's wild. But yeah, it was a bad game for him. I mean, if he could have just limited to one or two, I mean, it could have been a different story and they could have got the win. But the Rams were able to hold on.
Denver Broncos rallied in front of their home fans, Dan, to seize the command of the AFC West and put Kansas City's playoff hopes in further peril. KC's 5-5. Will Lutz lined up for a 35-yard field goal to beat the Chiefs on Sunday, and couldn't help but think back to last year at Kansas City, which I remember that game, when his kick was blocked as time expired in the same situation. Chiefs 19, Broncos 22.
Yeah, it's crazy. We'd be talking the Chiefs are 5-5 right now. I mean, and they always seem to find ways to win these games in the past. You know, in the heroics of Mahomes and everything, and the tables have kind of changed a little bit. And I mean, this was a boring first half. I remember seeing this; it was like 6-6 in the half at halftime or something like that. So, but they got the offense going in the second half, and you know, Broncos were able to make one more play or two to get the W. You know, the Chiefs right now are sitting out of playoff contention. Who would think that? We'll see if they could get it turned around here at the end of the year. They seem to always find a way when it really matters.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I think they're that like one of those teams that could turn around and squeak in. I don't think they'll squeak in last minute, but they'll squeak in December. They're a December team. This is the game of the weekend, according to Dan. Tight end Mark Andrews ran for 35 yards for the go-ahead touchdown with 2:31 remaining to propel the Baltimore Ravens to a 23-16 victory over Cleveland Browns in Cleveland. Cleveland was held to 187 yards of offense, Dan, including 64 with Sanders under center in the second half. Quarterback Dedellen Gabriel completed 7 of 10 passes for 68 yards in the first half.
Yeah, this was a game of miscues, really, for both teams. I mean, Lamar Jackson had an awful game to even – keep this game close. Probably one of his worst games. They had a botched punt kick that gave the Browns at the 2-yard line. The Browns could not punch it in to get a touchdown there. They had to kick a field goal from their own 2-yard line. And, you know, quarterback issues again. Dink and dunk with Dylan. Can't really see down the field. Couldn't get the run game. Jenkins had flashes. They kind of abandoned the run a little bit there in the second half. And then, of course, with the concussion, we got to see Sanders. Everyone's wanting to get him out there. Wasn't very good. He obviously didn't have a lot of time to prepare. Cadences was off. Hadn't thrown these receivers. So, moving forward as a fan, not really writing him off. I mean, I like to see him again, full week of practice, getting comfortable in the system, and hopefully they'll move on with him, but we'll see. It'd be a good week to do it. They're playing the Raiders, so give him a chance to go out there and show what he's got with a full week with an opponent that you should be able to beat.
Yep, hopefully he'll probably start. Deion Sanders, he actually cried, I heard, when he heard that his son was playing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, nope. Quite something. Sunday Night Football, another good snoozer. Jalen Hurts scored the one touchdown in otherwise feeble effort from the Philadelphia Eagles offense, and it was enough to lead them to a 16-9 win over the Detroit Lions, who failed on every fourth down try Sunday night. Is it because Coach Dan Campbell was calling the plays?
Last week they looked fantastic. So, like, what Lions are you going to get? I mean, they're either explosive or they just come out like this. So yeah, they've just been very inconsistent this year. There was a really bad call at that end of the game. I don't think that was a PI call at the end of that game they called for against the Lions. I don't think that was a PI at all. So it's unfortunate.
Philly's red hot defense stifled Jared Goff and stopped all five of Detroit's fourth down conversion attempts. The defending champions are now 8-2, are far from a complete product, but they keep winning games. Are the Eagles favored to win the Super Bowl now?
Well, I mean, they're the defending champs. I mean, I think you have to go with that. I mean, there really isn't a dominant team. I mean, I think it's up for grabs. I mean, because these teams this year are just so inconsistent. I mean, bad teams are beating good teams, and it's like, what is going on here this year?
I know. It's quite something. So we'll see what happens. Tonight, Dan, is Monday Night Football. Some say it's a bad game. Some say it could be a blowout where the Dallas Cowboys visit the Las Vegas Raiders. What do you want to see here? What's going to happen?
Yeah. I mean, I think the Cowboys are going to win this one for sure. I won't be watching. I'm actually going to the Cleveland Cavs game tonight. They play the Milwaukee Bucks. So awesome. That'll be a little more exciting than this game.
It should be. That's a rivalry too. The Bucks. And
Yeah. Yeah, it should be a good couple of I don't think Garland's playing tonight, and Strus has been hurt, but I think most of the team will be playing, so hopefully Cavs can get a win.
There you have it. Cavs are 9-5, the third after the Knicks and the Pistons, so that's pretty good in November, I would say.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, they're a little banged. They're always banged. I don't understand it. I think they need a new strength coach. They're always just fighting injuries. A lot of teams are. I mean, LeBron's been out. Like, it just seems everybody's always injured.
Yeah, quite something. Well, there you have NBA action tonight. Cowboys and the Raiders tonight in Las Vegas. So it should be a good sports night. And then week 12 next week. So things are kind of going down to the wire, as Dan says, Cincinnati's pretty much out. But now we see a closer race between the Steelers and the Ravens for that division. So we'll see what happens. Dan, tell us your latest video. I heard you had a eulogy of the Browns this past week.
Yeah, we did a full funeral of the Browns, laying them to rest. You can find it on TikTok, Dan the Funeral Man, or Instagram, Dan the Funeral Man. I did about 3 Browns videos yesterday. It's gained some traction. People like to see what I have to say about the Browns on TikTok, or you can follow me on X, Danimal2478.
There you go. Still have it. Did you know that the Jets and the Browns had a scoreless first half in 2009 or 2008?
I forget that. I forgot. Yeah.
That was one of the useless stats when I watched there was one game last week. It was like scoreless. And well, the last time was the Browns and Jets. So
yeah. Twice. Cellar dwellers.
Exactly. Well, you can reach us at thesportscast.net, our website, or the Sportscast One on X and Instagram. We'll be tweeting tonight, and then Thursday night football coming up, and then the U.S. versus Uruguay tomorrow night. So a little bit of action when it comes to soccer, the World Cup. Will you be watching the World Cup next summer?
I never really got into soccer too much. Yeah, not really.
Unless Cleveland had a team.
Yeah, right, yeah.
And the closest one is Columbus Crew, which is about like 2 hours away.
Yeah.
So, yep. Anyways, Dan, always a pleasure on Mondays.
Yep, absolutely.
We'll see you all next week for Thanksgiving.
Yep, for sure.
And this is your update.
Later.